The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, July 31st. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be the host for the day as we talk about see how the world marks our manner. I'm not sure if that is the topic for today, but my initial guest canceled. And of course, as a talk show host, you need to have a book of ideas and concepts to talk about. So I do have a topic what I was hashing about, and I'm going to push that forward and have this discussion on that. And I'm going to use that juxtaposed on terms of see how the world marks our manner. I was talking to Erin during the break, and Erin said, I know she's ready to talk about this, but I just bait her all the same and said, I wonder if the United States, the embassy, the U.S. embassy govern. I wonder if the United Kingdom, you know, do they watch how we govern, and do they smile and say, look at those behemoths there, they are doing an excellent job. Recently in the United States, they had a congressional hearing about aliens.
UAPs.
What is UAP?
That's unidentified aerial phenomenons.
Yes, aliens.
Okay. Right?
That apparently there are aliens around, right? And my show is not going to be about that, no, aliens, because I believe in aliens. I believe there are heavenly beings who's come on Earth and influence people and do miracles and stuff like that. I believe they're aliens.
I don't think that's what they mean when they say aliens, though.
No?
But you carry on.
Anything's possible. Yeah. But my concern today is about the congressional hearing, because that is a beautiful word, a beautiful concept, a beautiful thing that the Americans do. They have a hearing, an official investigation, where there is concerns. When there's concerns about a particular thing, they bring everyone together and say, we can investigate this. Recently, something happened at immigration. Go back to the text where WhatsApp I got sent, because you need to read that. Recently, something happened at immigration where the good minister was questioned. I don't know if he did anything wrong, but it came up a number of queries where people say, man, something ain't right. That there's a speck of black stuff inside this milk that is frowsy on Parliament Street, and no one likes the smell of it. And of course, because of the questioning, right, the prime minister decided to say that he should. And I want Erin to read that part, right, the investigation. And this is where my concern comes. What does the prime minister mean by investigation? Will it be one of those private things where we have no clue on how the investigation was ran? Will it be an open forum, a congressional hearing, where people are called in, where the minister himself is questioned, right? Where the director who is rumored to get suspended, I don't know if she gets suspended or not, but the director of immigration, will she be called in front of the prime minister? Will it just be the prime minister? Is he the begin all and end all? Is only him who's going to be privy to this information? Or will there be a panel, like how the Americans do, where people analyze, scrutinize, and come to the conclusion and say, this is the way forward and how it's going to be corrected? Am I comfortable with the prime minister only have been privy to this information and the investigation? Am I comfortable with not knowing how this investigation is going to be go about? Who he's going to call? Is it going to be public? Is it going to be a week from now, 2 weeks from now, 6 weeks from now? Because we're still pending on things. I still have no clue what is happening regarding the NGOs and the money spent for the Feed Network program. That gone silent. All that talk about monies and investigations and calling all these senior...
And the companies.
And the companies.
Who you jailed but wouldn't call their name in the House of Assembly.
Quiet. Yeah. Like, he said, man, y'all ain't deserve to know nothing. I just did that for whatever I did that for. But
I mean,
now...
listen, we're still waiting to figure out the status of the investigation into the Munnings Road death, vehicular accident. We're still waiting.
Still waiting. I'm still waiting on the missing file for the...
I think the investigation into the 2018 fire, the status of the investigation...
Let's
into
go something more recent.
I still, the boys in Bimini.
I'm still waiting on the investigation pending for the MP accused of sexually assaulting the lady. It's just gone quiet.
Yeah.
No one knows. So when the Prime Minister announces that he's going to do an investigation on immigration, right, I get scared. Because I get scared by when you watch history or what was happening before. I have no confidence. But I want you to read this to tell me exactly what the Prime Minister said he plans to do about the concerns about immigration.
All right. So the article is Bahamian government announces comprehensive review of immigration decisions in the Loop Caribbean News, July 27th.
You're trying to say this is not even Bahamian news, that international people are, like I say, see how the world marks our manner when I start with that? Mm-hmm. And when I ask you, I wonder how the United States watches and view us, how the United Kingdom watches and view us. It's not just them. The Caribbean also is watching and smiling and say, go Bahamas.
The United States ever gave us any televisions to assist MPs in their meetings?
No, that's China. That's China.
Just check it, because I mean, that's maybe that's how they're watching.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how they're watching. I'm just saying.
And they just accept it. Anyway, go ahead.
The Bahamian government on Wednesday said it would be undertaking, quote, a comprehensive review of the checks and balances regarding how immigration decisions are made, close quotes, even as the main opposition Free National Movement, FNM, maintained its call for the resignation of the incumbent minister, Keith Bell. Full stop. I just want to make a note. You notice how the foreign people call the FNM the main opposition and not just the only opposition?
What's the chairman of the Progressive Party, Progressive Liberal Party, calls the other opposition? I'm just entertaining. These Caribbean people, so rigid and so...
Yeah, because, I mean, they acknowledge that just because you have an official opposition doesn't mean that there's another official opposition. Anyway, that was a great statement. In a statement, Prime Minister Philip Davis said that the review would be done, quote, with a view to strengthening the checks and balances, close quote, adding that, quote, every Bahamian deserves to have confidence that the rules promote efficiency, fairness, and accountability to the greatest extent possible, close quotes. I want to stick a pin there.
Please do.
Because when I read that from the original statement from the Prime Minister, because this is an excerpt from a statement we read earlier, I thought to myself, it's not that we deserve to have confidence that the rules promote efficiency, right? We should know that the rules promote efficiency because we should be able to see the rules. What we should have confidence in is that the powers that be, the actors that enforce the rules, will enforce the rules efficiently with fairness and accountability.
I believe that's happening, and you just don't appreciate, what's it called, discretion. Our Minister of Immigration has discretion, and that is what is going to be investigated now by the Prime Minister. What does discretion mean, and by what extent?
Look where you're going. I ain't even gone that far.
You're going that far, yeah.
All I'm saying is that language is very important.
Okay.
Language is very important. Don't tell me that the rules will promote fairness and efficiency. Tell me that you will enforce the rules to ensure fairness and efficiency.
The rules allow discretion. But continue reading.
No, I'm not questioning the discretion part, Mr. Newry, at all. I'm questioning this play on semantics and puffery. The rules are supposed to promote those things. That's inherent in the rule. The rules are not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it shifts the blame. It shifts the focus from the actors that enforce the rules to the rules themselves.
We have really moved away from the actor. It's now the rules that is the problem.
We don't even know who the actor is.
I know the actor didn't come to the House Assembly and explain anything. I know that. But finish read.
So we've read up to greatest extent possible. Bell has come under criticism since overseeing the swearing-in ceremony of three people at the funeral of Frank Racine, saying that he was fulfilling the man's dying wishes. But on Monday, former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis questioned whether Bell spoke the truth when he said he had received a call in Switzerland from a dying man who wanted his wife and children to get Bahamian citizenship. Also on Monday, both FNM and ruling Progressive Liberal Party supporters staged counter-proposals outside the parliament in support and against the immigration minister. Minnis said the facts showed that Racine died on June 29th before Bell traveled to Switzerland. Quote, parliamentary record reflects that Keith Bell was in parliament on the 31st. According to Cable 12 News, Keith Bell said himself that the man called him in Switzerland. Keith Bell could not have been in Switzerland because the conference didn't start until the 5th, Minnis said, adding, it is quite evident that Keith Bell is not telling the truth. I mean, he could have been in Switzerland. Could have gone early.
He was into the house.
That's not the point. Mr. Newry, semantics.
Semantics.
Very important. When you go before a court, they're very important.
Yeah.
See, it's like all the people out here who are asking, why is my bill so high? And they're not getting a response from the government because the government already gave you the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to that question, why my bill is so high, is because the government implemented a new fuel surcharge rate increase policy.
So that's why the bill high.
The real question, rationale for the decision to pause the hedge, resulting in the need for a fuel surcharge rate increase
and it goes
policy.
Goes back to my point about this congressional hearing, but finish read that there needs to be a mechanism to analyze, to scrutinize when government makes bad decision. And I'm not sure if this is what the Prime Minister is suggesting, but finish read that.
Keith Bell could not have been in Switzerland because the conference didn't start until the 5th. Minnis said, adding, it is quite evident that Keith Bell is not telling the truth, close quotes. But in his statement, Davis acknowledged that the opposition had raised questions in Parliament and that the Department of Immigration would be releasing a statement to address those questions.
And not the minister, but go ahead.
But he told Bahamians, quote, it is my understanding that in many instances, the opposition's questions were based on wrong and inaccurate information.
Similar to the generators not working. And none of the generators is working. And you find that all working, but and working efficiently, the best working one. Anyway, wrong information. Go ahead.
Quote, as an important aside, I want everyone to understand that when civil servants share the names and personal details of individuals from files in the custody of their department, they are in violation of the law and they have breached the public trust.
And let's pause there. You remember when a former minister, former MP who wants to run again in a southern area of the Bahamas, so one of those Michael areas, on the rally stage read people national insurance confidential information on the rally stage?
Mm-hmm.
But you see the hypocrisy. But anyway, I don't want to talk about hypocrisy, but go ahead.
People, quote, people who share their private information with the government of the Bahamas should be able to do so with confidence that they will not find their names being shouted at press conferences or thrown around to score political points. Let's return at this moment to immigration.
We need to save this commentary, what the Prime Minister said, for future leaks, because you know when the PLP and opposition, they get leaks from all over the place. People just give information and they just read it. But let's wait.
Are you trying to say they need to go to BTVI?
Any minute, boy. Can you imagine? Go ahead.
Let's return at this moment to immigration, Davis said. It is, quote, fundamentally important that Bahamians have confidence that every immigration matter is handled fairly in accordance with the law and in the best interests of the Bahamas and the Bahamian people, close quotes. He said that there has always been a substantial amount of discretion in the enforcement of immigration laws here and in other countries in the Westminster system.
Is he discretion? Saying that I'm interpreting that the person in power can't be wrong because they have discretion. They can make any decision they want. Because they are the ultimate party, ultimate power.
This is a scope. Discretion. Yeah. There must be a scope to
it. There's no scope.
First of all, the scope is the law.
This is what
the discretion can't go outside the bounds of the law.
And without a congressional hearing type concept, we cannot investigate that whether the person went beyond the scope.
I would say maybe without a judicial review.
That'd be the judicial review in the law. It wouldn't be the judicial review on the practices.
Yeah, but the practices are bound by the law. The practices can't go outside the scope of the law. You see what I'm saying? The discretion still has to operate within the boundaries of the law. And so a judicial review would give the scope of the law and then reassess
law whether is interpreted. And the good minister being a lawyer, he interpreted his way.
That's not his function.
It's not his function to interpret?
No.
Is his function to just have a discretion?
No, his function is to...
On
legal matters to refer to the AG's office.
In-house counsel.
He's not in that ministry in the capacity as a lawyer. He would still need to refer to the AG's office.
That's why he did use his own discretion. Finish this so we can finish analyze and go to the caller.
Quote, there are practical reasons for that, including the need for flexibility to respond to unique or complex situations and the need to respond to new and changing circumstances without requiring constant legislative changes. I don't believe that. The discretion sits within the bounds of the law. To suggest that a minister should be able to act because we don't have enough time to go back and change the law is very, very slippery grounds.
If this information was not leaked, would there be a need for the Prime Minister to announce that there needs to be a review? And in this review, also consider the discretion of the minister. And if this leak benefited the entire country in terms of policies and protocols, do you punish the person who leaked the information who's helping the country move forward?
Let's start with the latter. Have they passed the whistleblower
act? Of course not. That's why the person can have to get sent home.
Repeat the first part of the thing?
Man, finish read, because I see the person still get vexed on this
call. Go to the caller, man. Go to the caller.
Okay, let's pause right now. Producer, pass the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Thank you very much. You know, man, don't let the Prime Minister get away with this talking about investigation. Whenever a person is doing an investigation and he's a leader of a country, personally, like Donald Trump would probably like to do if he wins, that's dictatorship. That's really someone who wants to find the evidence, keep it to himself, and decide what to release to you. Don't let him get away with this, because what they like is this element of clutter that we're living in. They like the fact that every other day there's something else for us to bite up our gums about, because they know that clutter is the enemy of clarity. These persons running our governments past and up to present are not about clarity. So don't let him get away with that thing about personal... But Aaron, this one I like more than anything else. Happen to know something, Aaron, that a speaker could be used as a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And a cathode tube can also be used as a camera. Well, I have for you, Aaron, saying that you're such a wonderful person, I have a sound dollar challenge for you. What type of tube to spy on you with? You want me to give you the list, or you want to get, you know, you have about six or seven of them?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Give me the list.
Okay, LCD display, CRT, OLED, you know that. Uh-huh. Electronic, you can't use that. The seven-segment display, the AMOLED and the TFT LCD. Which one do you think I could reverse engineer to spy on you? Because I don't know, you know, but now I don't need to do that, because I could just, you know, if I were to move the camera that's pointing on you now, would you realize something happened?
No. And guess what? You see what you caused me to do, sir? You can cause me to move straight back to Cat Island, the most rustic island in the country, in the hopes to create the safest place away from all this technology. Thank God the Cat Island development has slowed down to a reverse pace.
You understand all
yes,
the money
sir.
Or not.
I appreciate
thank you, caller.
Thanks for taking my call.
Let's move to the other caller there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, Ms. Green and Mr. Nui.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Nui, thanks for giving me a laugh. I know you're being facetious, because you can't be that shallow. You know, I know better than that. But the thing is, the Prime Minister, the statements are inglorious and pathetic, because freedom of speech and freely trust the government, when we see that immigration is inactive in Canada's duty, when we see that people disclosing information are fired and suppressed, right? We can see with our own eyes what's going on. We saw an article in which somebody was at the detention center and ordered deported and was given a work permit. What type of BS is this about trust? Trust what? I trust in the Lord, Mr. Nui. What are you talking about? And, you know, as for what we are seeing, we are being, you cannot gaslight people with semantics, which is, I mean, investigation, of course, you know, with plausible deniability. So I really upset that you pass in such narratives. Miss, I know Miss Green is talking sense, because, and the last caller, I love the guy. He's always making sense. The thing is, what he says is absolutely correct. But the thing is, with the emergence of geopolitical racism, as I dubbed it, all right, with America and Africa and the Arab, rich oil Arab countries as far as the LGBTQ impositions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the problem is with the black race, Negroes, whatever. I don't have a problem with any of those names because I'm black and I'm proud and I'm not going to let someone dictate who I am by words. So what I'm saying is, why is it that we are human beings and black people are always worrying about what massive things about us, as your initial conversation was this morning. We, as third world leaders, right, they don't give any opinions about what America does, but they worry what America think about us and how we govern it. This is a pathetic planet. This is what you have to go by what you see. As to immigration, we saw what happens to whistleblowers with Brooke Jackson. I couldn't remember her name the last time I'd spoken. With the Pfizer and Moderna situation, and we see the power of transnational companies. So why is it that when we can see absolutely they're doing different? The last caller was spot on. They will get this information and just decide what you hear. This is why I was trying to show people who have minds that there's no such thing as the freedom of the information. Because the freedom of the information is only there what you punch in the computer. If you don't punch something in the computer and the next government come into power, the information wouldn't be there. So everything is obfuscation. They're trying to indoctrinate our minds with foolishness. Immigration is not carrying out any way. They're not doing anything, all right? Even as simple as the person raping the little girl. That's the Michael O'Dea. Why they haven't released the name? So we need to know who this person is. This is what the country dwells on. Immigration is a problem. Roscoe being on Naughty Show the other day, disclosing what's going on in Abaco. You know, I even sorry to know I even have children. If this is going on now, I haven't planned any children that I had, but they came. But I'm sorry to know that my children have to grow up in this pathetic place with these mindless, they even when you have the names I call them, these jokers running this country trying to, you know, the people, me and my people are very sick and pathetic in their minds. The loudest BS be going on.
And 52, we appreciate your contribution. But I want to add this to the narrative. In the Washington Post, just recently, right, the headline reads, "The Bahamas have been a smuggler's paradise for generations. Rum, cocaine, and increasingly people." With that backdrop and what's happening at immigration, where we are now questioning what's happening with the minister and his policies and his discretion, and knowing that we have a culture of smuggling people, should we be concerned? Should then any investigation by the prime minister be private? Or there needs to be a public hearing and public investigation on whether the policies of the minister was done correctly.
Any investigation that the prime minister announces publicly should be public. If the prime minister wanted to have a private investigation, he would have kept it private. And I think they know that. To access all of the resources of the state, if he wanted to conduct an investigation, he could conduct it and he wouldn't have to tell us, right? So I can't imagine that the nature of this investigation is private, and thus we expect the results of this investigation to be public, right? Let's put that aside. Here's the second thing. I don't like the tone that you took when you start reading that Washington Post article. It could be me. It could be the way that my ears is behaving. It may not be you.
Let me bait you. Go ahead.
It may not be the words.
Go ahead.
I don't like people talking about us like that.
Like that.
The tone suggests that they don't have a full understanding of the history, the geography, and the relationship between the Bahamas.
I can bait you, Aaron.
North.
My bait is, I just want you to read this part of the Washington Post article, right? I can give you last minute, but I will let you speak to the... I have a cut paste. I will read from my phone.
Okay.
Let me post this, patch this caller through for me, and I'll give Aaron my phone for she can read this out loud for the record. And go ahead, caller.
Well, good morning to CA and to Aaron Green.
Good morning.
You're right, CA. Chaos. They give us issue after issue after issue. Distractions, I used to call them for 20 years. But there's one guy who's staying on point. I wouldn't call his name. Stuck with the immigration issue because it's the most clear and present danger, apparently. You know, we're worrying about what happened down at this hotel. 6,000 people came here. Did we get their passports? Did they all go home? Because they woke me up at 3 in the morning to build a hotel. Remember that? Not a word. Remember this. There was a man that said, Snowden, that we're being recorded by the NSA USA. You remember that? Maybe the leak isn't coming from within. And so I leave you with this. If we do not, and I think the man is brilliant for sticking with the one issue of immigration, and he's going to ride that straight through to election, and if he does win on that one issue and can fix that one issue, he would have achieved more than any of us have achieved in 50 years. We've not built a hospital. So I want to thank that party leader, and you know who it is.
No, I have no clue, but thank you very much.
For sticking on the issue of immigration and not letting you digress or distract him from what God sent him to do. Have a good one.
Good. And
Hold on. I can't believe you all think that this immigration matter is more important than the fact that the hospital is falling apart. People are dying needlessly. There's no real insurance coverage for the majority of working class Bahamians. The BPL has been falling apart while people have been getting rich for the last 30 years.
You're obfuscating, right? You just don't want to read the thing.
I can read the thing. I got a problem with that.
And again, this is connected to what has happened to immigration and why we need to be concerned whether our prime minister investigation should be private or public.
You all worried about that? Listen, you know what they're going to talk about tomorrow?
Go ahead.
The U.S. congressional hearings on aliens. You all worried about immigration and Haitians? What if the aliens are real and they say, hey, we come home because this is Atlantis? What if the aliens say, y'all are the immigrants? And we return.
Just read that. Carla, we're coming to you right now, but I want to put this in the record on about how the world marks our manner, what these people are seeing happening inside the Bahamas, because we are doing things that is entertaining. I find it entertaining because it's a lot of things for me to blog at. But when you start analyzing and put it all together, and you listen to the prime minister, you start trying to say, this can't be serious. Anyway, read what I have there. I save a clip out for you, Aaron.
Yeah, but I need to get the title. You know, I like to read the title.
The title of the article. I could give you the title too, no?
I got it right here. The title of the article is In the Bahamas, a Smuggler's Paradise Thrives on Today's Cargo People.
Now, read
the Washington Post.
Just that point.
Right. In one well-documented case, federal prosecutors in New York in 2010 charged a Bahamian for arranging transport to smuggle Chinese nationals into Florida. Adrian Fox allegedly earned up to $300,000 from the scheme over 3 years. His co-defendant pleaded guilty and spent 33 months in prison. Fox, however, was never extradited. The co-founder of the Bahamian casino and lottery company Island Luck, he has become an influential businessman and philanthropist. In October 2021, Fox was fined $5,000 and sentenced to 1 year of probation after pleading guilty to grossly negligent operation of a vessel. His plea deal omitted all mention of the original human smuggling charges. Before the sentencing, the federal judge in the case received letters vouching for Fox's character from several Bahamian officials, including Philip Davis, who was the opposition leader at the time. A month before Davis's election as prime minister, he wrote that Fox was a friend and exemplary citizen. Quote, the poster boy for reform. Close quotes.
These Americans are always trying to paint us in a negative light. You know? Like we don't know but their skeletons. But again, the question is, see how the world marks our manner. Whether what the prime minister said he's going to do an investigation on the procedures and the policies at immigration. Should it be private? Should it be made public? Will he bring in the minister and find out what did he do? Would he analyze that juxtaposed to the current immigration policies and laws and say that you were out of the scope of your what do you call it? When he said discretion. Was you out of the scope of your discretion? And whether he will bring in the director. Because you know he hinted that you can't be leaking information as if whoever the person is will be punished. Will he bring this person in and interview them in the hopes of trying to better immigration? or we will continue as whatever happened before and people using their discretion to do whatever. But we have another caller here. Producer Pastor, call it through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Nuri. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, morning.
Nuri, before I say something, right, let me ask you a question. If you open your door and you haven't cleaned your house for a month and all the roaches and rats crawling through the place, should you get upset that someone pointed out that you have rats and roaches crawling in your house?
It all depends if I invited them for dinner and they complain.
Your door's open. No. I'm saying your door's open and you haven't cleaned your house for a month.
But I tell you what, if this is my employer and I've invited him over, and he knows that he is not paying me fairly, and he knows that he hasn't paid me my bonus, and he knows that he works me beyond my schedule, so I don't have time after work to go get the bug spray, right? If he knows all of these things exist, and he comes to my house, and when the door is open, the roaches and the rats run at him, he should not speak badly about the situation. He should first assess his complicity.
But I'm talking about you opening your door to the public, not to an employee.
In this particular context, sir, I'm going to argue that the example that I gave is correct. Do you remember what Graham referenced there about tap phone calls?
Aaron, you want to change the narrative.
No, I'm not changing the narrative.
You know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about.
But continue with your point, though,
But let me make another point, though, because the FNM cannot complain about what's going on because they're complicit. Like Ray said before, these things have been going on during the previous administration. And we've known from election after election, promises have been made about reforming the immigration system and nothing has changed. So if the FNM was to get back in, I would say nothing will change again because they know the problems we've been having. They know the issues we have been having. They know that there are persons in the U.S. that are also complicit of this, along with Bahamian, and someone is getting greased, in my opinion, because if money is flying around, if money wasn't flying around, this thing would have been solved long ago. I like that lesson.
Thanks. And before I even respond to that, I responded this way. Aaron, I'm going to ask you this question. The Prime Minister again said he's going to do some kind of investigation in terms of what went wrong in immigration, right? And he said basically that it's the systems that is wrong, right? That's what I'm assuming. He didn't call a minister, but he said that the system allows discretion and it was the issue. But I want to ask you these questions. One, how should this be, first, I want to ask you, should this also be included in the Prime Minister's investigation in regards to what happened to immigration? One, how did some random man get the Minister of Immigration's private number? And why in the world did the minister answer some random phone number? Is that important that a stranger, immigrant too, got the minister's cell phone number? I don't have no minister's cell phone number. And he could call him and then the minister said, okay, no problem, I'll help you out. A random person. Number two, how many times did the Minister of Immigration have conversations with this random man to say, okay, oh,
pause, ask the U.S., these tablet phones. The U.S. could answer the second question. They're
watching.
Answer.
How the world marks that man, are they watching?
Let's go back to the first question.
But I have three questions, though. I have three questions. I'm going to do the third question. What is the relationship between the man and the Minister of Immigration?
Because I've been asking these questions for about 3 weeks now. I just want to know who sent you the questions.
You might just tell me and I just regurgitating it again.
I know.
But I want to know, should it be included in the Prime Minister's investigation, or these things are not important?
So let's go back to the conversation. Early in the conversation, you suggested that it's the leak itself that caused the investigation to arise, right? I would suggest to you that the minister's activity in the church, the whole idea that you conducted a swearing-in ceremony in the midst of a funeral service, that probably pricked ears and is the impetus for...
Let's pause. The Prime Minister responded to that. And the Prime Minister said, there's nothing untoward. That was normal. This is something.
No, that's not what he said. He did not say normal.
Then you tell me what he said.
He said unorthodox.
Yeah.
Which is not the same as normal. In fact, I'm going to suggest to you that unorthodox is the opposite to normal.
And he said it was not illegal. So that couldn't spark all of this.
Of course it could.
But he says unorthodox, but it's nothing, he did nothing wrong.
And if it
he did nothing wrong.
If it didn't.
In fact, we had a former Minister of Immigration, I think it was Shane Gibson, said, man, he swear people in all over the place, man, all of the time.
Of all of those things would have prompted the Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister said he did nothing wrong.
He said it was unorthodox.
But he did nothing wrong.
That ain't the same thing.
See, unorthodox, but nothing wrong.
So let's go to your first question.
Go ahead.
Right? I just assume that the man that Mr. Bell referenced, that the man worked at Superwash.
For a reason.
To tell us that it's D'Aguila. I'm just saying, that's what I assume. I assume that's how the connection was made. D'Aguila said, "Hey, look here, I'm not in power anymore. This place has been a dedicated and faithful employee."
You think that's what it was?
I mean, that's what I presumed. In the lack of information.
It had to be a reason why he mentioned Superwash, though, because there's no need.
But this is what I'm saying, right? So I just assume that the former minister reached out.
You used to go far.
That's all.
I ain't assumed that at all.
But why call the name Superwash?
I thought you just throwing shade. I thought you just throwing shade. It's a political narrative. But again, I want to know, should this be included in the Prime Minister's investigation? Trying to find out that if the minister did anything untoward. But the investigation suggests that it's inclusive of the minister's action, but the policies on which immigration department allows.
The investigation is probably going to test the capacity of the rules themselves, right? I don't know if they're going to investigate people or if they're going to make an assessment of the rules and the protocols and
Nobody
the policies
knows.
In place to determine whether they can truly create the environment that they want at the ministry.
Is it fair that nobody in the Bahamas knows the scope of how this investigation is going to be or what all is going to be investigated? Or should we just accept and say, that's just normal, man? Why are you complaining? I tell you I'm going to investigate it, like how I'm going to investigate the missing Oban files, and you still complaining? Be patient. And 20 years from now, if I give you the information, be grateful.
COP, back up and stand by. Yeah. I'm concerned about it, Ms. Nuri. And I don't, again, I think it's very simple. We've imported politics into governance. We can't keep the two separate, and now we are seeing the negative impacts.
I got a text says that the good gentleman, the Haitian immigrant national, had the minister MP's number because he kept it from the same number from the campaign, and that he gave his number out to all. I don't know why he gave to the immigrant who couldn't vote, but he gave his number, perhaps gave his number to everybody. Right? And that he was now able to reach his own. Maybe
he lived in the constituency that Bell represented. And
but he ain't Bahamian.
That's not the point, Mr. Nuri.
You can't be helping people who ain't Bahamian when he's a minister.
Come on now.
What do you mean? Come on now. Bahamians ain't come first no more.
What are you suggesting?
I suggested that an illegal immigrant should not have access to the minister. Asking for favors. Can you help me out, please?
Oh, pause. You're saying all kinds of things that can't be verified.
You don't think he was an illegal immigrant?
No.
What did the man say? He was an illegal immigrant. Illegal or illegal?
No. What I heard was that the man worked for Superwash for 25 years.
So he had status, you're trying to say?
We presume that he had status. If he gave dedicated and excellent service to Superwash for 25 years, how could he then be illegal? These are a lot of presumptions. And even if the person is illegal, right? Even if they are not properly documented, right? There's no restriction on the minister talking to that person.
You talk and give her cell phone number.
First of all, you assume that the minister knows the status of the person.
Of course, the man said he needs to get status.
You don't know that? What are you talking about, Mr. Nuri? You weren't there.
What's the telephone conversation about?
I don't know. I tell you, ask the U.S. They record all the conversations. I don't know.
Let's take this conversation.
The point is, there's a lot of presumptions, right? And we can't just presume these things.
And should the investigation be in terms of highlighting or analyzing the presumptions? Because I don't know what this investigation the Prime Minister plans to be on. I just don't know.
Pause.
We got to go commercial break. Yeah, right, pause into the commercial break.
Let's leave from, but before we go, let's leave from this spot. And I think what we are asking for, what we're trying to say to the Prime Minister is that it is very important that if you say that you're going to investigate, A, you investigate, B, the investigation is, the results are made public when and where they can be made public in the interest of governance and not in the interest of politics, right? Like, let's leave here saying we expect from our Prime Minister, if he announces that he's going to have an investigation in the public domain, if he makes that announcement in the public domain, the results of said investigation will be published in the public domain in short order, right? In short order, because this matter is far too important to be obfuscated with politics.
Let's take a break down. This guy didn't read on the AM with C.A. Nuri. I'm not sure what Aaron asking the Prime Minister to do, because you asking a lot. What my Prime Minister decided to do is good with me.
I ain't asking anything more than the Constitution asks.
The Constitution didn't ask that. Let's go, producers, let's send us a break. We'll be right back, because we need to know the role of an MP. That's going to be my next conversation. What is the role of an MP, so we can analyze that? Was Mr. Keith Bell acting as a good MP for his constituent, or was he acting as a Minister of Immigration, or is that one and the same, or is do they join together? I don't know.
Keith Bell think he's Fred Mitchell.
Or what the gentleman is in Abaco, who's the Prime Minister of Abaco.
Oh, the Commissioner of Police say we ain't calling his name.
No, okay, don't call his name no more. Guy in the air, we'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me
snitch. You call what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over, and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the two field forms. Shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list. Your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio and AM with C.A. Nuri. And of course, Aaron Green is with me. And we are talking about, see how the world marks our manner. How people view us. Are we doing things correctly? Are we governing? What the word is? I'm trying to get that new phrase that the Americans saying that we adopted. We are shepherding. Anyway.
Yeah, no, we don't like that word.
No?
No.
I want to know if we're doing a good job governing ourselves, that the agencies work, that there's checks and balances, and that when the checks and balances falter, there is a checks and balance that we can correct ourselves. And I believe that the Prime Minister is trying to regulate ourselves in a check and balance by having an investigation into Immigration Department and the loopholes there. I believe there are loopholes, and the loopholes allow the minister to make discretion, right? Use his discretion.
No, don't say that.
Use his discretion.
No. Let's rephrase that.
Go ahead.
This loopholes and discretion are two separate things.
Okay.
Right? Loopholes and discretions in this context we're talking about today and the wider context, they're two separate things. Let's not mix them up for the purposes of this.
I understand.
Discretion is something that's intended. We give you the discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, there's the implication that the scope of the discretion is bounded by the law.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Loopholes now are things that are discovered accidentally. You don't intentionally write loopholes into bills, right? Those are like loopholes are like mistakes.
Mistakes?
Right.
But whatever it is, due to incompetence. Our Prime Minister plans to tighten it up to make sure it does not, it goes for the betterment of the Bahamas. So and that's something good.
Is that what he said?
But that's what I assume. But anyway, let's go to this court.
Because we want to make sure that the investigation is about, like I said, I hope, assessing the rules, the systems
mm-hmm.
in place, and whether they are sufficient.
We have 2 minutes, Aaron.
Oh, sorry, whether they're sufficient to prevent.
Let's quickly get this caller, and we go to end the show. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller going once.
Caller
going twice. And the caller gone. Anyway, I enjoyed this conversation. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM. As we talk about how the world marks our manner as the Prime Minister does his investigation. But have a wonderful day.